Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, Tortoise spent 6 months fighting to report that a British mother being investigated for a suspected illegal abortion had her existing children removed from her care. How did it happen? That's after a short break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Since December 2022, six women have appeared in English courts accused of illegally ending their pregnancies under the Offence Against the Person Act 1861. Although abortion was legalised in England and Wales in 1967, the 1861 law was not repealed. That means parts of it still apply, including in some circumstances when a woman has an abortion after the 24-week legal limit. Abortion providers, doctors and campaigners have warned that an increasing number of British women are facing police investigations for suspected illegal abortions. Now, for the first time, details can be reported about how one woman being investigated for illegally ending her pregnancy had her existing children removed from her care.
So in August 2023, a mother and father were arrested on suspicion of murder. They were then charged with concealing the birth of a child, which is Section 60 of the Offence Against the Person Act, 1861.
Phoebe Davis is a reporter at Tortoise who spent the last 6 months following the case at the Royal Courts of Justice.
Then in October 2023, the charges against both parents were discontinued by the police in order for them to gather more evidence. Basically, that means the investigation continues behind the scenes, but the parents were no longer subject to bail conditions. A police spokesperson at the time said that the investigation remains, quote, very much ongoing. And in February, the Crown Prosecution Service and police submitted to the court that a murder charge should remain under consideration pending thorough investigation.
The decision to take their children into care was made in a family court. Unlike criminal and civil courts, the default for the family courts has been that reporters can attend but not publish what happens in the courtroom. The argument has been that this is to protect families and children's identities. But in the last few years, there's been a significant shift within the family justice system to increase transparency, and that includes cases when local authorities take action to remove children from their parents' care. Dame Natalie Leven is a judge who spearheaded a transparency pilot for reporters. Last year, she spoke to the BBC's Today programme about why the family court is being opened up.
It's incredibly important that the public know what we're doing and can have confidence in the work that the family courts are doing. And in the sphere of local authorities seeking care orders and adoptions, there is no more draconian thing done by the state than ordering a child to be taken away from a family.
In practice, what this means is journalists can apply to the court to have reporting restrictions relaxed, which is what Tortoise did in this case. Here's Phoebe Davis again.
So some of the arguments we made for reporting restrictions to be relaxed on the basis of a compelling public interest were understanding the approach of the police to abortion-related offences, the use of the police's protective powers, and the decision-making of public authorities in such cases, particularly how the actions of the police have an impact on parents and children.
The judge, Ms. Justice Henke, ruled that almost all details from the care proceedings could be published. She said there was a public interest in the impact of the sections of the Offence Against the Person Act which criminalise parents and cause a family to be fractured when what is said to be needed is compassion and support. But Justice Henke did delay permission to report on those details until the conclusion of the police investigation or any resulting criminal proceedings.
So what we can't report is a lot of what has been happening in the family court since hearings began last summer. But there is still a lot of detail in the judgment that I can talk publicly about for the first time. For example, the fact that both parents received death threats after media coverage of their initial arrest, and that the mother has expressed fear for her safety because of those threats. We can also report that the initial bail conditions imposed by police may have denied the mother the ability to fully argue against the making of an interim care order to remove her children. The judgment also revealed that submissions were made on behalf of the mother that the police and CPS's description of the investigation as potential offences of murder, to administering drugs, to procure an abortion, and or concealing the birth of the child was disproportionate to the evidence that had been disclosed so far to the court.
We'll have more after the break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
These aren't the only children affected, because women are facing investigations and prosecutions for illegal abortions in England. Last summer, the Court of Appeal suspended a 28-month prison sentence given to 44-year-old mother of three Carla Foster, who admitted to illegally procuring her own abortion during the COVID lockdown. This is Conservative MP Caroline Noakes, who chairs Parliament's Women and Equalities Committee, speaking after the Court of Appeal decided to suspend Carla Foster's sentence.
It will have had a huge impact both on her and her three children, who have been without their mother for, I think it's 35 days, so 5 weeks without a mum. And really difficult, I think, now for her to rebuild her life and move forward. But I'm so relieved that the appeal court judges have made this decision.
Parliament is poised to decriminalise abortion. In November 2023, Labour MP Diana Johnson tabled an amendment to the Criminal Justice Bill. If it's passed, it would stop a woman facing jail for ending her own pregnancy.
And government and Parliament must look at this outdated legislation and make it fit for the 21st century.
Reacting to the detail of the case that we're now able to report, Diana Johnson told Tortoise that horrendous examples such as this show why decriminalisation of abortion is needed and nothing less. And that no woman should be pursued by the police, face prison, or the enforced breakup of their families for ending their pregnancy. MPs are expected to debate the amendment in the next few weeks. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and reported by Phoebe Davis. It was mixed by Xavier Greenwood.
Tortoise. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.